Saturday, September 29, and about 9 o'clock around, okay? So yesterday, I went out to do my daily walk, and I'm really not used to doing audio blogging, so if nobody's listening, then it's hard for the words to come. You know, it's hard to be silently brilliant, but it's also very hard to be brilliant when nobody's listening. Anyway, so went out to walk, and two doors down from where I live, there is a park, and people bring their dogs to this park. So anyway, I'm walking, and some dude plays with his two dogs, and at some moment, the dogs start towards me, and one of them jumped on me, and big dog, and I lost my balance. I think I tripped on my own leg. And started to fall, and to break my fall so that I don't die, because I was falling smack towards the curb, I held out my hand, which is a no-no for me, because I pretty much would rather die than not be able to work. Yeah. Anyway, so I broke my hand, my arm. And I have this huge bruise on my forehead, but no concussion. I mean, I will look funny for a couple of weeks. But my head is okay. I had some major nausea afterwards, which is kind of indication that it's not that easy on my head. And then I couldn't fall asleep until 4 a.m. or whatever it was, 4:30, I don't remember. Anyway, it was so painful. So I decided that 20 years of not taking headache medication is enough, so I took some headache medication for my arm. And then I had the good idea to use some piece of wood and stabilize my arm. I didn't go to a doctor. The guy, the owner of the dogs, offered to do it for me, but I don't have insurance. And pretty much going to the emergency room is out of my budget. I don't even know how much it costs, but anything is out of my budget, so, or beyond my budget. So anyway, so I am here, it's next day, I already am drinking my second cup of coffee, and I have a lot of insights about not having use of my arm, left arm, typing, making coffee, wearing any clothes, going to the bathroom. they're very interesting. So one of the insights is that how you do anything is how you do everything. So that's pretty much about your attitude. So my attitude is that I am 100% responsible for everything that happens to me. So I did tell the guy who felt really guilty, and maybe legally he is, and that is not my problem. That's his. Because I won't press charges. It's my life, and I'm going to take care of it. So that's my relationship to life, and that I'm responsible for all of it. Which means it is my job to be well, no matter what happens to me. And on the surface, I may not be well, right? I mean, I am in pain. I don't have use of my left arm. Blah, 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 blah. And yet, I pretty much can do anything I need to do. Maybe not anything that I want to do, right? I can't touch that, because you need two hands for that. But I can do anything. I mean, I use this Italian screw, Bialetti, cappuccino or whatever, and I'm not cappuccino, espresso machines. And of course, you need to look what part of your biology can replace another hand. So are you going to use your face, your chin, your thighs, your knees? What are you going to do? Which means, how are you going to make life seamless, even though something is taken from you? And now, the interesting thing is that the more skilled you are at something, anything, the more skilled you are in life. But when I watch people, they are not skilled at anything. They are not good at anything. Honestly, they are not good at anything. Now, why aren't they good at anything? Because they never consider that taking something to a level of mastery is how they can be responsible for their life. They do things, but they never consider practicing it, changing how they do it, until they are masterful at it. Anything. How you change your bed sheets, right? Or how you do your laundry, or how you chop onions, or how you cook anything, or how you make coffee, or anything. And when something happens, they are shit out of luck, because now they are completely unable to live life. So that is pretty much the gist of what I wanted to say, is the attitude of bringing excellence, the attitude of going to, unless you take it to mastery, you don't have anything. For example, I used to have this workshop, where I'm not teaching anything, I'm pretty much asking something. The Skill Finder workshop from the What Color Is Your Parachute, helping people to see what skills they already have so that they can build on them. Now, a skill is something, you find skills through stories that are projects that you were successful at and enjoyed doing it, which means you used skills that you enjoy using. And you did it well enough so that this project turned out. Now, I worked with, 20, 30, 40 people, and I haven't found not even one person who really mastered any skill. Any skill. You are satisfied with so-so. And of course, your results are so-so, and your life is so-so. And you come to me hoping for a better life without changing your relationship to life. Changing how you do anything, how you do everything, attitude. It's not going to work. Amazing that I think they call the person who has some sense of how to do something a dilettante. A dilettante is someone who doesn't have the skill fully and down pat. They could even say amateur, because I think dilettante is a French word for amateur, like amateur theater, amateur singer, amateur dancer, amateur anything. And it's an attitude. Well, it's a stage, okay? It's a stage of development when you did not put in enough energy and enough care and enough conscious learning to become an expert. And then you want to live a life and get the income of an expert with dilettante skill set. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say in this blog or audio log or whatever you would call it. And during the day, I probably make a few of these, and then I post them in the regular blog. Okay? All righty then. Then let's see if I recorded. I hope so. And I'll hang up. All right.
This conference is no longer being recorded.